Greetings, friends. This is Echoes of Heaven Time, your gospel interlude of faith and victory, presented for your inspiration and comforting cheer as we attempt to magnify and honor the precious Savior, Jesus Christ, God's Son, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. This program will include numbers by our male quartet, chorus choir, congregation, Arthur Thom tenor, and Jeanette Balser organist. The broadcast is originating in the auditorium of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan. Now, Gordon Ernst.
This tumbling, struggling world is looking for a way out of its confusion. And yet it fails to see its only help and hope in Christ, the Savior of mankind. In truth, it rejects him. Millions of individuals are too refusing to acknowledge God's Son. In fact, they are turning away from the friend of friends who would be their Redeemer. Even so-called Christians are ashamed to live for him and testify to his saving love and mercy. Yes, many are a disgrace to the name of Jesus. In the New Testament we read, "Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite to the Spirit of grace."
Shall I crucify my Savior, when for me he bore such loss? Shall I put to shame my Savior? Can I nail him to the cross? Crucify my Savior, crucify my Lord again. Once, oh, once I crucify him, shall I crucify again? Hands of Jesus, pouring blessings on all men, bleeding nail-scarred hands of Jesus, can I nail them once again? Shall I crucify my Savior, crucify my Lord again? Once, oh, once I crucify him, shall I crucify again?
Heaven aflame in the face of a man is the description given of Ed Card, Old Glory Face, superintendent of the Sunshine Rescue Mission of St. Louis, Missouri. Mr. Charles Gabriel, composer, says, "The Glory Song was inspired by the slogan which this man used during the rescue mission meetings. Repeatedly and with fervor and inspiration, he would utter the one word, Glory. In prayer, he drew men near to God he served. His prayer invariably ended with, and that will be glory for me." The Glory Song literally burst into popularity. It has been sung around the globe in many dialects and languages. Millions of copies have been printed and 43 years of use attest to the deserved popularity of the song. And yet only the words of Christ bring out the true manifestation of real glory. Listen, "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one."
"With all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore. Just to be near my dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be made
that valser, the counsel of the organ, will thrill your souls as she plays that beautiful hymn, Jesus Took My Burden. Children of God can say amen to the inspired words written by the Apostle Paul, who, having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We urge you to join your voices with those of our great attending congregation singing that cheerful gospel hymn, He Keeps Me Singing. Friend, do you have that deep, settled peace in your soul? Peace upon peace, like wave upon wave. This the portion that I crave. The peace of God which passeth thought, the peace of Christ which changeth not. Jesus can bring quietness to your troubled, sin-sick soul as you receive him as your personal Savior. For he tells you, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Arthur Thoma singing for your benediction that blessed song, Hidden Peace.
I cannot tell thee whence it came, this peace within my breast. But this I know, there fills my soul a strange and tranquil rest. There's a deep, settled peace in my soul. There's a deep, settled peace in my soul. Though the billows of sin near me roll, He abides, Christ abides. I cannot tell thee why He chose I suffer here with him, I'll reign with him for aye. There's a deep, settled peace in my soul. There's a deep, settled peace in my soul. Though the bill me of Rome. He abides, Christ abides.
During the war, we had those climactic crowning days such as D-Day and VJ Day. The true born-again children of God are looking forward to that day of days when Christ shall return in the skies for his very own, the second coming of the Lord Jesus. At the time of his ascension, it is said about his disciples, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
It may be at morn, when the day is a-breaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the furnace of the ring to receive from all the world his soul. Oh, Lord Jesus, how long, there we shall put that song, Christ returned and hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. It may be at midday, it may be at twilight, it may be perchance in the darkness of midnight, we'll burst into life in the face of his glory, when Jesus receives his
Now our male quartet is singing for you, O'er Shadow.
All around me every moment is the wondrous love of God, filling my soul, keeping me whole. And it lights the path to glory, showing where the Master trod. I am o'ershadowed by love.
O'ershadowed by God's wondrous love,
His wondrous love.
I'm on my way to realms above,
in hell above.
And when I reach that home so fair,
exceeding fair,
His love will still be with me there.
Be with me there. Friend, you ought to know the pleasure that His love to me now gives, thrilling my soul, keeping me whole. I shall share His joy and glory where the soul forever lives. I am o'ershadowed by love.
O'ershadowed by God's wondrous love,
His wondrous love.
I'm on my way to realms above,
in heaven above.
And when I reach that home so fair,
exceeding fair,
His love will still be with me there.
Be with me there.
Culminating this program, Dr. Harms, your radio preacher, God's ambassador, is briefly speaking to you on the theme, A Guaranteed Promise.
Greetings, friends. There is an exceedingly great and precious promise in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Dr. A.B. Simpson has called it a guaranteed promise. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. What can be simpler than to call? Even a newborn babe can do that. A call is a cry for help. It is often an expression of sudden alarm. It may also be an appeal for safety in the hour of danger. It is the most natural and simple thing that anyone can do in alarming or bewildering circumstances. The psalmist understood that when he said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." In Psalm 91:15 we read, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In Isaiah 55:6 we read, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." My friend, if there is nothing else that you can do in your condition or circumstance, at least you can call. You may not know how to believe or how to trust or how to pray or how to understand the word of God, but you can call unto him. Every person can do that. Saint as well as sinner can call upon the Lord. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all. Call upon him. Listen again to this gracious appeal. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is not only a guaranteed promise, it is also a standing promise. It conveys the truth of an opened ear and an open door. It means that you cannot come too frequently or repeatedly. Indeed, a call carries with it the idea of repetition. It seems to say in the words of today, "When you need help, call on me." I have read somewhere of a Quaker father whose son had enlisted in the army during the Civil War. One day there came the terrible news of the son's death. From an officer, he learned that he had fallen on the field of battle. The father was not satisfied with the information that he received. Leaving headquarters, he started across the battlefield to find his son. Time and again, he would stoop down to turn over the face of a fallen soldier, all to no avail. When night came on, he continued his search with a lantern. Suddenly the wind, which was blowing a gale, extinguished his lantern, and he stood there in the darkness, wondering what to do. He could think of only one thing. He started calling. Proceeding as carefully and cautiously as possible, and cupping his hands to his mouth, he called first in one direction and then in another, "John Hartman, thy father calleth thee." Again and again he called into the night, "John Hartman, thy father calleth thee." He continued his calling with ever-increasing pathos and emotion. Between intervals, he stopped to listen. Then presently he thought he recognized a voice. Someone was faintly and tremblingly calling, "Hear, Father. Hear, Father." It wasn't long until that son was taken into his father's arms, who bore him back to headquarters and nursed him to health and strength. Our text says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee." God is waiting to hear you call. He has already called you. You have heard his voice at various times and places. Sometimes his voice is very plain. Sometimes in a crisis or in distress, or in temptation, or in a gospel service, or in a song, or in a bereavement, the voice of God calls to the heart of man. Now he is waiting to hear you call. He is waiting to meet your expectation. He is waiting to fulfill your request. And will you notice how he expects to fulfill it? He says, I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The whole Bible is a record of great and mighty things which man did not know or could even imagine beforehand. Daniel in the lion's den is preserved from the attacks of the ferocious beasts he knows not how. Daniel's companions in the midst of the burning fiery furnace are saved from the blast of the terrible flame. They know not how. Peter, walking upon the water, is rescued from the boisterous waves by the hand of Christ. He knows not how. Paul and Silas in the inner cell of the Philippian prison are safely delivered and freed from the stocks and chains of their captivity. They know not how. All they know is that God was showing them great and mighty things which they had never imagined. What are some of the great and mighty things that God is waiting to undertake for you? The trial that is crushing you, the temptation that is overcoming you, the burden that is too heavy for you, the road that is too steep for you, the responsibility that is too grave for you, and a multitude of other devastating and depressing situations made all the more discouraging by someone's satanic ingenuity. All these have a solution and an answer in the heart and mind of God. Then why not call upon God? Why not call upon Him repeatedly? Why not call until He answers? Why not call according to His word? The Lord Himself is speaking in these words. It is His invitation to you. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You need not be discouraged by your weakness or lack of understanding. If you are calling for something which is now without existence, or even without existence, or even without materials, or without any problems, or without any prospect of its existence, if God's word promises it, He will create it. He will create it. He can make it out of nothing. He is the creator of all things. But I cannot close this message without a word for the unsaved soul. You say your heart has been hardened, your soul has been embittered, you have been too deeply disappointed in others. You have taught yourself and talked yourself into stark unbelief. This promise is for you too. It will bring you salvation and redemption. It will bring you the forgiveness of your sins. Just try it and see. Call unto Him this very moment. Start calling and then keep calling. He has promised to answer. Remember that He is God and that there is nothing impossible for Him. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let us pray. Grant, Heavenly Father, that in this very moment, some soul may call upon thee, and grant that in this very hour, some soul may see the light that comes when God responds to the call of the heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
My precious blood, I
strains of the choral music in the background, Echoes of Heaven is bringing to a close another broadcast of Faith and Victory as presented by Dr. A.J. Harms and the Radio Program. Faith and Victory as presented by personnel of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church in Detroit. We urge you to write in for our lunch in Detroit. We urge you to write in addition, there are included in the very songs themselves, such popular gospel hymns as the Old Rugged Cross, the Church by the Side of the Road, the Glory Song, which was sung on this program, and 37 others. This book is yours for the asking. It will make these hymns live in a new way and will turn your hearts to singing the praises of God. In addition, if you have any problems about which you desire our counsel or letter to Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 5, letter to Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 1, Michigan. When you write for your copy of Gospel Hymn Story, Heed Promise. The address again is Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 5, Detroit 31, Michigan. Your letter will receive our prompt attention. And now until next week, at the same time, Echoes of Heaven wishes for you and yours a real time of blessing and joy.